It's time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Bud's Hardware, the Posey County Co-op, Shepherd Services, the Mount Vernon M Club, and Tobacco Free Posey County.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com. You just heard the buzzers go off telling the teams it's 3 minutes left before game time. Alongside me tonight is Jarrett Buck. You remember him from sitting in one of the football games this past fall. Say good evening, Jarrett.
How's everyone doing?
It's a beautiful night to be in a gymnasium, to smell of popcorn in the background, and be ready to tip off the season. We're going to have a very brief pregame show because, quite frankly, Jarrett and I don't know anything about either team. Neither has played a game yet. We're going to be learning as we watch. We've watched them warm up. We do know that Vincennes Reveille has three experienced starters. They've got a senior, Tommy Herman. He's 6'7", about 240. His fourth year of starting, Curtis Shake, a 6'4" senior. It's his second year of starting. And Isaac Cotter, he wears number 3. He's a guard, and he's a junior, and this is his third year of starting. Don't know who the other two starters will – oh, the other two, excuse me. The other two starters are going to be Hunter Bilski, who's a freshman, and William Freeland, who's a freshman. So that's what their lineup is. Our lineup – everybody at home knows Nico is going to be out there. This will be his third year starting at 6'3". Jack Campbell's a sophomore. This will be his first varsity start. He's listed at 5'10". Brady Schickel, freshman at 6'2". He'll be a starter. I understand he's down with the flu, so how much he'll play will depend on a little intestinal fortitude and maybe some over-the-counter drugs. But he'll be out there as long as he can. Nash Hosted, another freshman. Name will be familiar. I'll probably have to call him Nash. We called Leo for 4 years. We'll probably just call him Nash. And the other one, of course, Jackson Clowers at 6'3". This will be his second year starting. From what Coach said last night in the coaches' show, we are interchangeable at all five positions. With that lineup in there, we can switch. And that when you're playing basketball, when your defense can switch and guard any position, that makes it difficult for you as an offense. The only thing that I'm looking at that might give us trouble is big number 53, Tommy Herman. You just about have to take a taxi cab to get around that backside of his if you want to get position for a rebound. So they will have to do that, and it's not going to be an easy task to keep him off the boards. But both teams are over. Going over to the benches, they're going to call out starting lineups. Folks, be ready. If they do have a national anthem, we'll go ahead and take a hasty commercial break. We wouldn't keep it here for that. Don't know what they're going to be doing. The cheerleaders are going out. I don't know if they're just going to form a tunnel for players or if they are going to line up for the national anthem.
Looks like they're going to do the national anthem.
That does. Tell you what, Dave, let's go ahead and take are they going to do the national anthem before lineups or after? Tell you what. Let's wait and see. We'll get the starting lineups announced here before. Never mind. They're going to take it. Sorry about the confusion here, folks, but they are going to do a national anthem. So let's send it back to Dave for a 2-minute timeout while we get the call.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a moment of silence, a moment of prayer. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Welcome back to Mount Vernon basketball here on 106.7 FM WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are on the campus of Vincennes Rive, and being a parochial school, they had a moment of prayer, and we got caught right coming back from a station break. So a little bit different kind of a activity that we're not used to. But we are about to have the starting lineups. They have a special tribute to an assistant coach who's come back to visit this evening. That's what their announcement is all about. You're going to have your starters for Mount Vernon. Of course, they announced Nico first, and Nico is one of the captains. And by the way, Jared, he'll fill up the statistics for you.
Yeah, he did during the football game also.
Yeah, he did. And as you pointed out, this is a very interesting point that Jared brought up on the drive up. Our two most experienced starters are Nico Burnett and Jackson Clowers. And in addition, Brady Schickel and Nash Hostetter are also football players. The question is, are they in basketball shape? For those of you who played both in your youth, it's totally different conditioning. What do you think the biggest adjustment is going to have to be made for them?
A continual running up and down the floor. You've got to keep your feet moving. Otherwise, you get that complacency. You don't get good, sharp passes. You don't get the open spots. And you lose your man on defense. But you're going to want to try and drag your feet because you're not used to running for more than 5 or 6 seconds at a time.
Exactly. But, yeah, a football play lasts basically 5 or 6 seconds. A basketball play, can last 8 minutes. Usually, more like 20 or 30 seconds. And it's a series of short sprints. You're sprinting for 10 feet and then going the other way for another 10 or 15 feet or what have you. In football, it's a little more strength and slower movement. Basketball, it's just out and out sprinting up, whether it's up and down the court or in the half court, sprinting 10 and 20 foot sprints. It's totally different. Gets your lungs a lot worse, I think.
A lot more slow twitch muscle versus the fast twitch muscle you get from the strength of football.
Exactly. And Jack Campbell's our only starter who didn't play football, and he's built more like a football player than any of the other guys out there. He's a little broader shouldered and a little more developed. I tell you,
Looking at their number 44, William Freeland. He looks like he's darn near 6 foot. Six foot seven. Tommy Herman's height. He is pretty darn close up there. But we're set to tip off. Nico's going to tip off against Herman. Nico brings the tip back to Nash Hostetter. Nash is going to bring it up. 2-3 zone defense by Rive. Nico up high with the ball. Takes a screen from Jackson down to Campbell in the right corner. Back up to Jackson high. Over to Nash high left. Back up to Nico at the point. Into Jackson at the free throw line. Out to Nash. Nico from 20. Off the rim. And that's a rebound to 53. Nico missed the three-pointer, and Herman got the rebound. They're working it around. Hunter Bilski's got it back down to Curtis Shake on the left side. Nico knocked it out of Shake's hand. He recovered it. Back over to Bilski. Bilski down on the block to Freeland. Back up to Bilski. He's off. Nico on the rebound. Up to Jackson. Jackson into the corner to Jack. Ooh, Nico just got called for the travel. Jack Campbell got it up to Nico, and he got called for the travel. Mount Vernon is going to be in a 1-3-1 three-quarter court trap. Jackson at the point of that trap, and we'll see what that's going to do. There's a long pass, and another quick pass. Got around and got a point-blank shot from number 53, Tommy Herman, but it was missed. And there is a foul on Jack Campbell. It was almost take your choice with the two players down there. But Herman missed the free throw. Let's line up for a second. And this one is good. For a 1-0 Rive lead, 7 minutes left in the first. Nash bringing it up. Shouting out the play. 2-3 still by the Rive to Nico in the top. Nico splits the two, drives over to Campbell on the left side, thought about it. Passed it up out to Jackson. Jackson's on a drive. Jackson got almost to the rim. It got knocked away. The rebound gets kicked around. Jackson got the rebound, went up again, and he got hammered. He's going to be at the line shooting two. I didn't first see it, but the way that rebound came down, several people got hands on it. Brady Schickel knocked it back to Jackson so Jackson could get it. He was in with the tall timber and got hammered, but pays off as he knots the score at 1 on his first free throw. Jackson lines up for the second. Coach is giving some instructions on the press. Jackson hits the shot, 2-1. We almost stole two different passes on that press and missed both of them and resulted in an easy basket. They break the press again, but nothing good coming from it. Brady Schickel knocks the pass away, the entry pass, and I think that was too easy for him. He looked like he was stretching for it, and he didn't have to. He could have had an easy steal, but he ended up knocking it away. Inbound underneath for Rive. They throw it all the way to the backcourt. Mount Vernon's in man-to-man. Jackson knocked the ball away. Jack Campbell comes away with it. He gets to Nash. Nash up ahead of everybody. Gets the layup. Beautiful heads up by Jack Campbell. As soon as he got the ball, he looked up and he saw Nash had the angle and was beyond everyone else. Rive reversing the ball a couple times on the press. Now they get it in. Long shot by Herman. He misses. Campbell runs down the rebound. Nash runs down the rebound. Gets to Nico. Jackson on the break. Jackson got hacked. And it's a good thing. Did you notice when Jackson went around the defender that fouled him? He got the ball caught on his hip. He was going to wind up traveling had they not called that foul. But it was before the shot. So ball out into the basket for Mount Vernon. Jackson cuts to the basket, takes an easy pass. Beautiful screen down there by Brady Schickel. And Jackson took advantage of it, and a good pass from Campbell. 6-1, Mount Vernon. Ball's on the ground, knocked away by Mount Vernon. Three Mount Vernon players on the ground, and What a coincidence. They're all three football players. That's one thing, folks. When a ball's on the ground, football players are on the ground first. Ball out of bounds for Reve on the side. This is just the first held ball since the opening tip, which Mount Vernon won. This is Cotter, brings it up, gets the pass in. It's over and back. Jackson beat him to the ball and stole it. Went down with an easy layup. Jackson Clowers, beautiful job. And there's a timeout for Reve. 5:16 left in the first quarter. 8-1. Mount Vernon is leading. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
Did you know that smoking can affect four of your five senses? What a wonderful time of year it is to quit and enjoy some recovery of your taste, smell, vision, and hearing. If you're ready to quit smoking, there are free resources available to help you start your quit journey. All you have to do is text READY to 200-400. That's READY to 200-400. Or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. This information is brought to you by tobacco-free Posey County.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Basketball. We're on 106.7 FM WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you're listening online, Jared, what do you think so far? Almost 2 minutes, two and three-quarter minutes into the game, how are our football players looking as far as conditioning?
They're looking perfectly fine right now. Reve seems to be very aggressive trying to attack inside, and Mount Vernon's doing a good job of sitting back, staying at home, and letting them come to them and taking their opportunities when they do have that moment of weakness from Reve. That's led to a couple of steals for Mount Vernon so far, led to a few 4 points, I believe.
And it makes the coach look like a genius. Last night in the show, he was talking about the team having the ability to cut into the passing lanes, as Jackson Clowers just did again, got a steal. He takes it in, ball in and out, and he misses it. Brady Schickel fights for the rebound, and it's out of bounds off of Reve. I'll tell you what, folks, Brady Schickel had no business getting anywhere close to that rebound, and yet he did, and he did it clean. He didn't foul anybody, although they might have bounced off him a little bit, but that was clean, fair, and legal. And it's Mount Vernon ball. Nico down to Jackson in the short corner on the left. He takes it baseline, right up and in. That is a beautiful, perfect use of the short corner. You kind of hide down there on the baseline behind the backboard. Reve gets it up court. I think he dragged his pivot foot, but no call. They get the ball inside. Nice block from behind by Nash Hostetter on the big fella. Jackson takes it down. Jack Campbell on a three-pointer. Nothing but net, folks. 13-1, Mount Vernon. Beautiful job, Jack Campbell. Set his feet before he got the pass. Reve breaks the timeline. Nico cuts off the ball. He stole it. Jackson picks it up, spun around, gets it to Campbell. Now they're going to take it a little slower. Back to Jackson. He's not slowing. He's going right down the paint. Left-hander from about 13 feet on a runner. 15-1, Mount Vernon. 4 minutes left in the first. We're now in a 2-3 press. Brady got his hand on the ball. He bothered the shooter enough that they missed it. Jackson on the rebound gets to Nico. And I apologize, I just called Brady Ralph. That's his grandfather's name, and I just met his grandfather again after 35 years. Nico drives to the basket, picked it up strong, drew the foul. He's going to go to the line shooting two. Did not see who that. Oh, that foul is on 53. That's Tommy Herman. This is what Coach was talking about last night. He talked about the interchangeability of the five starters and how the speed and the quickness would be very, very good. Nico was short on that. Didn't have any legs in his shot. I don't know if that was technique flaw or if that was a fatigue flaw. Did you happen to catch that?
I have no idea at this point.
Yeah. He had no legs in it. But like I said, it might have just been a technique flaw. No big deal. And he hits the second one. Good shooters adjust on free throws. Jackson takes a seat now. And number 35, Jacob Schwartz, is in at 6'4". We lose Jackson Clowers and we gain an inch in height. So That's not a bad thing, totally. Rive beats the press. Herman drives in, misses, got his own rebound, and got hacked on the shot. I think that's on Brady Schickel. Yeah, that one you could hear all the way up here. No hiding from that one.
No, that was a lot that landed on the ground.
Yeah. Tell you. Herman hits the first one. Tell you, for a big boy, he's got a real sweet shooter's touch.
He's been hanging out around the three-point line quite a bit.
Well, that's a good sign for us. I mean, and he front-ended that one, and Nico got up and took the rebound. He comes down, brings it. Oh, a little shake and bake, little drive, jump stop, puts it in from the left side. He just went one on everybody, and I don't know that they've seen a player that quick up here at Rive in a while. Rive crosses the timeline. That's right, not this season. Nico gets his hands on it again. He's giving Herman all kinds of grief. Ball worked back around now to Herman in the corner again. He cannot get a shot off. Throws it across court, and Campbell intercepts it. That ball had no chance. Campbell just... Nico from downtown, no good. Brady knocks the ball out, tipped it out high off that rebound, but it is caught by number 11, Gage Letts, who came in at the timeout. That ball was 51, Curtis Shake, and he got fouled by Nico on the way in. That was a late call. I don't disagree that he did foul him, but they called it very late.
I tell you, Mount Vernon, anytime a guy has the ball, there are two guys on him, and everybody else is looking at the passing lanes, and that's why so far Mount Vernon has at least five steals, I believe.
You're absolutely right. And, yeah, when Herman had the ball in particular, Nico was on him and somebody else, and they were just swatting at the ball. Shake missed both free throws. Nico pulls that rebound. Nico brings it up. Now he gets it back over to Jackson, who re-entered the game. They're calling 3 seconds, I believe, on Schwartz. He didn't clear the lane with his second foot. A lot of times guys lose track of that. They go from one side of the lane to the other and forget they got a big old size 13 still sticking in the lane, and that costs them. Rive across the timeline. Nico meets him. Mount Vernon's in a man-to-man now. Took off the press, but we're in a man-to-man half court. Cotter back up to Gate. Letts. Brady Schickel intercepts the entry pass down to Herman. Jackson's bringing it up court now. Cotter tried to cut him off, and Jackson's awfully quick with the ball, something that he showed signs of last year, and now he's a little bigger, stronger, more confident.
Yeah, Cotter picked up the block on that. He came up on him hard.
Yeah. And they're taking Cotter out. That's Cotter's third foul. That is huge for them because he's their starting point guard and a veteran starter. Jackson down to the short corner to Schwartz. Back up, cross to Nico. Nico drives the left side all by himself. Up by Talt, who missed the shot. Schwartz got the rebound. They knocked it out of his hands on the way up. And the referees say it went on off of Schwartz out of bounds, which is probably a good call down there. Rive bringing the ball up. Mount Vernon's going to meet him in a half-court one-on-one, or man-to-man press, or man-to-man, just half-court defense. Down in the corner to Nico's man. Nico guards him, and they threw it all the way out to the timeline, almost went over in the back on a bad pass. This is Letts, guarded by Nico. Nico put the forearm into the ribs of Letts when he was trying to turn the corner and got a second foul on him. It's hard not to do, but a hand check, they're going to call it.
And his feet are starting to look a little bit heavy. They're taking him out now to give him a little bit of a breather, but he was a little bit slow getting over on that pass that got in there. And then once the guy started to take the baseline, he wasn't moving his feet well enough to keep up with him, which is where he got the foul.
Yep, you're absolutely right. That ball shot was short by Letts. Rebound picked up by Schwartz. Got it over to Is it Nash? Yeah, I got it to Nash. Down to Jackson in the corner. Jackson on a spin move. They're going to call travel. I lost sight of him and went through a couple players. I think he probably did.
Based on his upper body movement, there's a good chance, but I couldn't see his feet over there either.
Yeah, that kind of a spin's real tough to not travel on if you cover that kind of ground. Nash Hostetter picked up the ball. Gabe Dobbs dribbling it, and he picked him up. And Hostetter was all over him, made Dobbs rush his pass down into the big fella, and Herman couldn't move out to get the pass. So Mount Vernon ball out. At that last timeout, Aaron Weiss came into the game. So 6'7" on the floor. That was going to be real nice. Jackson got the ball down in the right corner. Schwartz was on the short corner, and Jackson tried to bounce pass it to him. Ball got kicked out of bounds. Good kick by Reve, or they were in trouble. Inbounded to to Hostetter, out to Campbell. His second three-pointer of the night, 21-2. Mount Vernon, 29 seconds left in the quarter. Schwartz tried to cut off a pass that was thrown to Herman. Herman was 20 feet from the basket with his back to it. And Weiss, I said Schwartz, I apologize, it was Weiss.
Yeah, Weiss drew the foul on that. He has been all over, I think it's 53's back.
Yeah.
Doing a good job coding him. He was on him again on the baseline.
Herman tried to drive through him, drove through and put up a shot. I'm just glad Weiss didn't pick up a second foul there. 21-4, that basket's not as important as foul number two if he would have been more aggressive with him.
Yeah.
Under 9 seconds, Jackson's got the ball, a little shake and bake. Gets off a 15-footer, no good. Rebound down to Vincennes Reve. First quarter ends 21-4 in favor of Mount Vernon. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Basketball. We're on 106.7 FM WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you're listening down in Florida, as we had a football family call in or write Texas every week that they were listening. Mount Vernon gets the inbound to start second quarter. We're going right to left on your radio dial. Nash down to Campbell on the right, back up to Nash high. Jackson on the left, up to Nash from top of the key. He throws one up, no good. Weiss inside for rebounding position. It gets deflected out. He gets it back out to Nash. Nash drove right in, laid it in. Good basket, Nash. And nice presence of mind for Weiss to see him. A diagonal pass from down on the baseline up high and took advantage of what the defense gave. Weiss went over the back that time to deflect the pass away, and he just picked up foul number two. 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter, 23-4 lead. He's going to have to sit down, and Brady Schickel's back in. Brady Schickel's going to have to go by two names. I can tell I'm going to call him Ralph again. I just almost do every time. Nice interception. Nash gets it to Nico. Nico up ahead to Jackson. Jackson drives up and under, back up again, 2 points. Jackson is – I asked Coach last night if – nice. Oh, almost stolen by Brady Schickel, but not – Reve retains possession. Cross-court pass. Back inside now to Herman. Herman turns right into the teeth of the defense. They're going to call a jump ball. That was Nash Hostetter clamped down. Jarrett, you're right. Brady Schickel was behind Herman, keeping him from the basket. And when the boy brought the ball down low, Nash Hostetter just clamped down on the ball and got a held ball out of it. But it is Reveille's possession. They inbound the ball to Letts. Letts back up high to Gabe Dodd. He's a sophomore. Nash got his hands on the ball again. Back over to Letts, guarded by Campbell. Letts back over to number 24. Dodd shoots an air ball, goes the other way. I'm kind of wondering if maybe Leo didn't let Nash have the ball at home all the time. That's why he's out here just trying to take it away from anybody who let him. Back up to Jackson High. He looked at a three-pointer. Now he drove, slashed in between him, used the glass. He uses the glass so beautifully. And that was a nice, about 8 foot out, and he was drifting. So you use the glass, it gives you a bigger margin of error. Jackson just stole it on the press, went in and laid it in. Two consecutive baskets by Jackson, 29-4, 6:09 left in the second quarter. Timeout by Reveille. We're going to take a 60-second break. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
The Posey County.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon basketball. It's 6:09 remaining in the second quarter. Mount Vernon leads Vincennes Reveille 29-4, largely on the strength of a press and some very aggressive passing lane
defense.
Thank you. Reveille's brought the ball up the court. They're in the half court, stolen by Brady Schickel. He's bringing the ball up, throws it ahead to Jackson. Pass got deflected. Jackson got it anyway and got the layup. So a steal and assist to Brady Schickel. Ball almost turned over unforced. Now this time Jackson just jumped in the passing lane and stole it. Went into the court for another 2 points. 33-4 in the blink of an eye. And we're not in a press now. We're at a half court, but we're very aggressive in the passing lanes. Jackson's guarding the ball, and his eyes were just lasered on that ball. That kid Campbell was all over the ball handler this time, and that was Hunter Bilski. He dragged his pivot foot and caused the travel. Hostetter bringing the ball up. Nash down to Jack Campbell on the left side. Left that one short, but got the rebound. Wrestled it away from the Reveille player. He gets it out to Schickel to Nash. Nash to Jackson on the right. Jackson goes for three. No thank you. Nico gets the rebound. Can't get the basket to fall. The follow-up. Rebound Herman for Reveille. Letts bringing the ball up the court. He's met by Nash at the half-court line. Nash got his hands on the ball. He deflected it. It deflected then off of Hunter Bilski. And that's Mount Vernon's ball. That's the other thing. When we aren't stealing the ball, we're getting deflections.
Yeah, really, Reveille is not putting up a whole lot of shots. Unfortunately, the ones they're putting up are not going in either. On the other side, Mount Vernon is getting a lot of shots and making most of them.
Nico just left one short. Could be the legs.
He was leaning back quite a bit on that one. Wasn't really a good set jump shot.
Yeah. And Reveille's got it up in the front court now. Letts guarded by Nash. A pass gets hotly contested. Nico almost got a hand on it. Brady's behind Herman. Ball got knocked out of bounds by one of the Mount Vernon players. Take your choice.
That was Nico.
Inbound underneath the basket, and they're having trouble getting it in. They get it all the way out to half court. Herman's got it. Guarded by Schickel 30 feet from the basket. Letts puts his head down. Can't get by Hostetter. Nice feet, Hostetter. Jackson knocks the ball away. Reveille recovers. Gets it down to Letts. Herman 15 feet on the right baseline. No good. Schickel on the rebound. Bringing it up the court.
That's something Grandpa was never allowed to do. If he got the rebound, he better get the pass out to somebody. But Brady can dribble it up the court with ease. Campbell up high. Back over to Nash on the right side. Down to Jackson, short corner, little seven-footer from the baseline, 35-4. Has Jackson got 20 yet?
I think that was
22. Just stole the ball and just went length of the court and laid it in. So whatever Jarrett just said is wrong because Jackson just scored again. And there's another timeout for Reve. Let's take a quick 60-second, 106.7 FM, WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keene, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com. 3:23 left in the second quarter. Mount Vernon 37, Vincennes with a 4. Jackson Clowers has 24 points on... Is it 11 for 14 from the field?
That'd be correct.
Now, five
steals and two rebounds on top of that.
Wow. Nothing against Jackson's shooting ability, but most of those are two-footers. They're layups. I mean, he's just been laying the ball in all night, which is fantastic. That's what you want to do.
For steals and maintaining the fast break. He's been doing great.
Absolutely. Reve's in the half court, and now we've got Nico and Jackson are both on the bench. Schickel's out there guarding the ball. We've got Ryan Kelly's out there, Jack Campbell, Nash, and Jacob Schwartz. And Reve is having trouble. Schickel just got away with a foul. Oops. I shouldn't have said that. The referee heard me and he called it. That was a good call. He just called it late. But I'd rather get it right, even though it's late.
Now, it looks like Reve is starting to drag their feet a little bit as well.
They're carrying a few extra pounds on them. That's the thing. I mean, I don't mind a Clydesdale or two, but they need to be in condition, and they're not in the best of shape.
Well, and even their big guys are still hanging out around the three-point line instead of commanding the paint. They've got the weight to do it.
Right. Yep. Nice rebound, Schwartz. He got up high for that one. As the free throw was missed, ball over to Schwartz, or excuse me, that was Kelly. Kelly's got it on the right now. Back over to Campbell on the far left. We're going to call Nash for an illegal screen. A little bit of hand fighting in there. Kind of, he was a defensive back. He got used to hand fighting in pass defense, and they don't allow that in basketball as much. Okay, Weiss is going to meet Herman. Herman's going to try and drive. Herman does a turnaround from about 12. Good shot, but not in. Schwartz chases down the rebound, gets it over to Nash. Nash brings it up the court. Crosses the timeline to Jack Campbell on the high on the left. He's not going to be as anxious to shoot those three-pointers now. We've got plenty of lead, and let's just work the ball and eat some clock. Back to Kelly. Kelly to Schwartz, cuts into the paint. Beautiful job, Schwartz. Nice pass, Kelly. As soon as Schwartz hit, he just turned and went right back up with the shot. 39-4, Mount Vernon. Herman's got the ball 30 feet from the basket. Weiss is guarding him. Letts drives on Hostetter. Hostetter's feet are too quick. Back up to Shake. Shake down to Letts again. Hostetter down on the block. Back out. Weiss deflects the pass, but Herman runs it down. Herman's trying to drive on Weiss. He's cut off by help from Kelly. Nice job. Back up to Shake. Minute 25 left. Letts pump fakes. Drives on Hostetter. Nice feet, Hostetter. Herman from 22. Pump fakes. Drives all the way in. Gets in. Nice layup, Herman. 39-6. Campbell's going a little bit too fast for Coach. Tells him slow it down. We're going to eat some clock. Goes over to Kelly. Back over to Campbell. High. Kelly to Hostetter. High on the right. Three-pointer from Nash. Nash didn't hesitate with that one. 42-6 Mount Vernon. Herman's bringing the ball across the court. He's met by Weiss just as he crosses the timeline. Drives to the left. Over to the side. That's Bilski. Bilski gets it down low to Freeland. Freeland back out to Bilski in the corner. He's guarded by Campbell. Campbell makes him throw it out to Herman. Herman cross court all the way to Shake. Shake pump fakes. Kelly won't leave him. Kelly almost had a steal, but the official caught him with a foul. And I don't disagree with that one at all. But I tell you, I love the way Mount Vernon is aggressive on the ball with their hands, with their feet, and with their teammate. I mean, they're
always in position. They're not giving up the easy lanes.
51, Curtis Shake just put in a free throw. Beautiful touch on that one. In case anybody's keeping track since last year, Coach's coat is still on. Hits both free throws. It's 42-8 now. Coach is getting a little red in the face, but he's still got his coat on. That's a good sign. Nash crosses the timeline. 2-3 defense by Rive. Campbell's up high on the right. Nash starts to drive, reverses back to Kelly. Campbell drives about 18, drains it. That's one of those no. Nice shot. 18-footer. One second left. Herman, his shot hits the rafters. So at the half, it is 44-8, Mount Vernon over Vincennes Rive. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
The high school basketball season is here, and 106.7 WMVI is your home for Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball. Join us all season long for all the action on 106.7 WMVI and live online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have a business that wants to sponsor the Wildcats, give us a call today. 812-673-9684 or email us station@PoseyCountyRadio.com. For $30 per game, you get three commercials per game minimum, commercials in each coach's show, promotional mentions and daily promos, and one commercial per day. Give us a call today, 812-673-9684, to join the Wildcats team on 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com. We're at the halftime up in Vincennes Rive with the score 44 for Mount Vernon, 8 for Rive.
and with some statistics. Jarrett, give us some stats. What do we got here?
Well, Jackson Flowers is leading the way with 24 points. He also has five steals. So a lot of those points came on fast breaks, and he's got a couple free throws in there. Mount Vernon has 10 steals at the half, two for Jack Campbell, two for Brady Schickel, one for Nash Hostetter, and five for Jackson Clowers. And there's a possibility I missed a couple in there. But most of those have come on passes. So Vinton Sinzerve is really not getting many shots up, and the ones that they have taken haven't been great shots. They've been contested every time, so they haven't made many of them. And Mount Vernon on the other side hasn't missed many, so there really aren't a whole lot of rebounds, just a couple here and there. Now, Mount Vernon does have to watch out. Nico does have two fouls, as well as Brady Schickel has two, and Aaron Weiss has two. If they start to drag their feet, that's where you can get into a little bit of foul trouble. We saw that with Nico. Wasn't getting in front of his guy quite as quickly as he needed to and picked up one of his fouls. On the other side, number three, Cotter, for Vincennes Reve does have three fouls, so that'll be one to watch out for. But
yeah, he was their point guard, and when he went out, that affected him even worse. Here's something interesting for people to think about. We have 10 steals at the half. Nico has zero.
That's correct.
That is, I'm not picking on Nico. It's just he is so good at that. Normally he'd be the guy leading charge with the steals. But in this case, it's been Jackson, and he's just playing out of his mind tonight. And
yeah, Jackson has just commanded everything. Nico does have 3 points, a layup, and a free throw, and he's got a rebound. Not to say he hasn't been very involved. He has been.
Oh, yeah, defensively he's been very involved. And as you pointed out, he got his second foul when he was reaching instead of moving his feet, and took a seat on the bench, which is probably good. He was showing a little bit of fatigue.
Jack Campbell does have two threes, as well as Nash Hostetter has a three. Jacob Schwartz has two. Nash Hostetter, by the way, has a total of seven. Got a couple field goals and a three. I think I've pretty well covered everything on that.
Yeah. First quarter ended 21-4 Mount Vernon. This has been all Mount Vernon from the beginning. First quarter was 21-4. Second quarter was 23-4. So that's how we got to 44-8. And as Jarrett pointed out, they've got two field goals and four free throws, and that's how they get their 8 points.
And I only have them as missing seven field goals, I believe. So they really haven't been taking a lot. It's been a lot of passes intercepted and things of that nature. Mount Vernon's been doing a great job of collapsing and double teaming the ball every time that it's open, and then cutting off whatever passing lanes happen to be there. On the other end of the floor, Mount Vernon's been doing a great job of passing, not throwing lazy passes. They've been sharp the whole time and moving their feet.
Yeah, one of the things that I kind of mentioned a few times last year was that they were running the pass and stand offense instead of the pass and cut. They've been doing a very good job tonight of passing and cutting. They've utilized the short corner. Folks, the short corner is about 8 to 10 feet out from the basket on the baseline, and it's all the way down on the baseline, so it's actually behind the backboard. And it's a place where you kind of can hide, if that makes any sense, in a wide-open basketball court. But when there's a player standing down there, the defense loses track of them. And if you can get the ball there, you've got an angle or two that you can cut inward toward the basket and get in front of the board. And it's hard to defend because you've got the head start on the defense because they forgot you were there. Mm-hmm. And is that a fair is that a reasonable explanation of how you use the short corner?
That's reasonable.
Okay.
I mean, it'll do.
It's something, folks, when you see it, you realize that's what they're doing. But for me to try and describe it, it's not as easy as it seems.
It's the person that seems like they're checked out on the play that you just don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
Now, in this half, for Reve to get back in this, they really need their big guys underneath. They've got 30 to 40 pounds easily on each of our guys. However, our guys are a lot quicker. So their big guys need to spend a lot more time under the basket and use their body and position a lot better to take that quickness away. Lean on our guys a little bit if they want to try and take our legs away. Again, that conditioning in the first game of the season could become a factor in the second half.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. And why that's the thing that I don't understand. The advantage that they have is that 30 to 40 pounds per man. And when you're down on the blocks, you use your rear end and your, you know, you don't do anything illegal, but they can root our players out off the blocks with their hips.
Well, and our guys have done a very good job of having a position that you can't take away without getting a foul called. So our guys have done an excellent job of using their feet and their quickness to maintain that position. So it's going to be a tall task for them.
Yeah, I think at this point, and I, you know, with a 36-point lead at half, you don't take anything for granted, particularly with our health situation and our fatigue factor that we anticipate might take might come into play. But I don't think Reveille would be looking as much at winning this game as let's have some quality possessions. Let's handle the press. Well, Mount Vernon won't press, I can tell you that. Joe Newcomb's not going to run the score up.
Yeah.
But handle the ball better, meet the passes, don't give Mount Vernon such long passing lanes to jump in and get the steals.
And really get to a game of basketball that is going to suit your strengths. They've got some small guys that are relatively quick, and then they've got that big meat that they have not been using underneath the boards. They've been hanging out all around the three-point line all night, and then they try the handful of times they get the ball out there, they try and drive it in.
Yep.
And that's just not going to work. They need to get the ball underneath.
And just as you started to making that point, Tommy Herman, number 53, their biggest boy, shooting three-pointer. He hit it. It was beautiful.
He does have a very good shot, but they need to get the high percentage shots underneath.
Exactly, and possibly draw fouls on our bigs. And well, we don't have any bigs. We have a lot of mediums.
Talls. Slender.
I guess Weiss qualifies as a big, but
their build makes him look taller.
Yeah, definitely. But this was something. And like I said, Coach said it last night. We have a lot of interchangeable parts. We can guard five positions. We're going to cut passing lanes, jump passing lanes, I should say, and we've done that. And when Reveille holds the ball and tries to move and drive, as Jarrett pointed out several times, we got two guys on the ball, not just one. And when the two guys are on the ball, the other three are shifting into positions and they're looking for the passing lanes. That's just excellent coaching and excellent defensive mindedness. Mount Vernon's ball inbound. We're taking it at the half court stripe, going left to right. Jackson's going to throw it into Nash. Nico, Brady, Schickel, and Jack Campbell are the other three. 2-3 zone by Reveille. Stolen. Pass stolen by number three,
Cotter.
Isaac Cotter, who hasn't been in the game for a long time with those three fouls. Letts brings it across, throws it to Dodd on the right side. Dodd dribbles out high, over to Letts on the left, back up to Cotter high. He lets him reset, Letts on the left, throws it inside, and Brady picks up the first steal and takes down court. He's going to go all the way, steps through two of them, got the shot. I thought he got fouled, but the ball gets knocked out to Cotter. Cotter crosses the line, brings it up to Shake. Back out to Cotter, now down to Shake again, up to Cotter, to Letts on the right side now, to Dodd. Dodd dribbles, can't find anybody, and Jack Campbell knocked it loose. Brady Schickel picks it up. Glad we got away with that ball there. Schickel was really irritated at getting that shot blocked, and looked like he was going to pick up a foul if he didn't get the ball. Nash got it out high, trades places with Nico. Bounce pass into Jackson at the free throw line. Takes a dribble. Puts a little jumper on the front rim and lets it just crawl over and drop in. That's a soft touch. 46-8. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Excuse me. Letts on the high side. Throws it into Herman. Ball almost stolen. Herman goes right into Schickel. And nature of the game, Schickel draws the foul on that. It's a good call. But that's what you're talking about. Herman just used his weight. He lowered his shoulder and used his hips and got into Schickel's body.
That Schickel's third also. The way he lowered his shoulder, it could have been called either way. I think the nature of this game, they're going to give it a block instead of a charge.
I agree with you. In a hotly contested game, if the score were real close, I would say that coat would be off. He'd be really upset with that call. But under the circumstances, that's okay. He hits the second of two. So 46-9. Nash crosses the timeline, dribbles it left, all the way across court to Nico. Nico down to Schickel on the block. Schickel mishandles, but he gets up a nice seven-footer, misses it. Jackson on the rebound, puts it back, missed, got his own rebound, missed again. That's how you pad your rebound stats.
It is, but his shooting percentage went down considerably.
He had some points to give on that.
Yeah.
And Rive just throws a pat. Nico hawking the ball, throws a cross-court pass, was too high and went off the off the Rive teammate, and it's out of bounds. Nash crosses the timeline with the ball. Rive is content to sit back in the 2-3. They're not going to press. Over to Nico on the high right. Gets to Jackson down inside. He throws it right back out. He's standing in the lane. Nico misses the shot. Oh, my. Brady just picked up his fourth foul on a kidney punch. Just kind of a – he didn't punch him. He just pushed him in the kidneys and pushed him in the back. And that one – that was just – a loss of concentration. He had no chance at that rebound. He just kind of put his hand on him and gave him a little push, and that's going to cost him all of this quarter.
He's been playing a lot of minutes. It could be getting a little bit tired.
Well, that's true.
Getting out of position is what happens when you get tired.
You're exactly right. Rive Herman's got trapped in the right corner, gets it back out. Dodd takes it in. He threw it across court and across to the other block, pardon me, and Jack Campbell got in the way of it, pulled the ball down, couldn't control it, and Rive guy saved the ball off of Campbell and threw it, so it went out of bounds off of Campbell. Rive's ball, they throw it all the way out to Jackson, deflects it, but Dodd picks it up. Cross court to Letts, now to Cotter. Cotter guarded by Nash. Up high to Dodd. Dodd to Herman at the free throw line, puts it on the ground. He goes up with a 12-footer, no good. And that was Schwartz on the defense, and he picks up the rebound. Nash bringing it up the court. Over to Campbell on the right side. He didn't need a three-pointer at this point, but he thought about it.
Hard, long and hard.
Nash over to Campbell. Back over to Nash on the left side. Bounce pass to Jackson right in front of the free throw line. Misses a shot short. Fights for his own rebound. As Cotter goes in to try to steal it, Jackson reacted a little too quickly, put his left hand, and dribbled the ball with his right, put his left hand on him, and kind of shoved him away, picked up the charge. That's just Jackson's first. You almost think he's not playing any defense. He only gets his first foul late in the third quarter.
But when you're just intercepting passes, there's no contact involved.
That's true. Dodd's got it up high. Now entry pass down on the block to Herman. Herman knocked Clowers down. Herman went down too. The basket falls for Herman. No call either way, and that's fine. 46-11. Campbell's got the ball high on the right. He's pointing out positions. Nico comes and takes it. He's up on the Patriot, up in the middle of the court. Now he dribbles to the left. Jackson sets a screen at the elbow. Nico doesn't take it. He drives. They're going to call a charge on Nico. He kind of did. He kind of dipped his shoulder, and that was Cotter. Cotter's got good feet.
He does have good feet. And because he got in foul trouble early, he hasn't played a lot of minutes yet, so he's the freshest guy on the court. Now, the last four shots that Mount Vernon has taken have hit front iron, so that's another sign that maybe getting a little bit slow, not getting the legs into the shot. So we really need to keep an eye on the minutes and try and keep our guys as fresh as possible.
Very, very good points, and that is something, folks. I commented on Nico's free throw early in the game that he didn't have any legs in. He just didn't bend his knees, shot at all wrist. Well, now the jump shots, like Jarrett pointed out, they're hitting front iron. And you shoot as much with your legs as anything. Ball's on the right. Dodd's got it, guarded by Schwartz. Schwartz deflects the pass that goes out to Cotter. Cotter's very calm with that ball, even though he's guarded by Nico. He drives on Nico. Nico cuts him off with his feet. Bounce pass in is stolen by Nash. Nash just goes all the way and gets it blocked and gets himself blocked down to the ground. And I think that's on 24 Dodd. That is his first. And Nash goes at the line, to the line for two. Yeah, that one. is almost too easy for Nash. You know, for a kid with a great shooting form, that free throw is pretty ugly. Just kind of landed on the bridge of the rim and didn't have anywhere to go. And that one was perfect. That's what good shooters do. That's why I went ahead and said that. Give you a picture at home, folks, of how bad that first free throw was. Good shooters adjust, and he just swished the second one. Rive clears the timeline with it. Over to Letts, guarded by Campbell. Comes up, it's up to Cotter, deflected by Nash. They're going to call a foul on, I believe it's Jackson, trying to position on Herman, and maybe did a little bit more with his arms than his feet, and coach is bringing him out.
Now, Herman is camping out underneath the boards quite a bit more this half, like what we were talking about at halftime. And he's really throwing his weight around a lot, which is getting Mount Vernon to push back. That's where we're picking up a couple fouls underneath and getting some charges called.
So what you're saying is they must have listened to our halftime show when we talked about that, and now they're down on the blocks where they're supposed to be.
We need to keep our secrets to ourselves.
That's right. That ball, that inbounds pass was deflected by Schwartz, and they ended up with a fight for it down there, and it ended up being Mount Vernon's ball. So Nash has the ball, and Schwartz just set a moving screen. That's not Schwartz's fault, and I'm sorry, but that's Nash's fault. Schwartz came to set a screen. He wasn't completely set. Nash went to use that screen and forced the defender into Schwartz. Schwartz wasn't set, so the foul goes against Schwartz. Nash has to wait a beat, let Schwartz get set. Nico just stole the pass. Folks, you need to see that on a replay. You could just see him coming out of nowhere, and he just ate that ball up and took it down for the layup. We've got Schwartz now guarding out front, up high. The ball goes to Herman at the free throw line. He's driving on Weiss. Tough, tough shot. Weiss had position, and Herman twisted and got the ball to bank in from the side. 49-13 Mount Vernon, 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Nico's got the ball at the timeline, just eating some clock. Schwartz goes to... Nope, it's going to be one-on-one for a... It's a 1-4. Everybody's on the baseline. Nico's got it. 8 seconds. And he takes Dodd, drives right to the basket. Oh, Dodd picked it off the top. No shot. He traveled. They're going to let that quarter expire. 49-13, Mount Vernon. We're going into the fourth quarter, but we're going to take a 60-second timeout. 106.7 FM, WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball, 106.7 FM and PoseyCountyRadio.com. It is 49-13 at the start of the fourth quarter, and here's the bad news. That quarter was a tie, 5-5. It might sound silly, but you play to win every quarter, and we just lost a little bit of focus. And I realize it's tough to focus. That's why coaches have to say, "Hey, it's 0-0. Go out and play the game. We're not playing against that scoreboard. We're playing against our own potential for how well we can possibly play." So we're going to start this quarter with Campbell's guarding the ball. Nash is guarding Cotter, Nico, Weiss, and Schwartz. Inbound in the backcourt to Cotter, guarded by Nash. Nash is picking him up, belly button. Cotter gets a little bit from the little side drive on him and gets down, misses a shot. Mount Vernon comes away with it. Nico down to Campbell ahead of everybody. Jack Campbell puts it in. Nice head up by Nico. When he got the ball, he was in a crowd. Once he cleared the crowd, he looked straight up, and there was Jack Campbell. Ball into up the court to Rive. Cotter's got it. Takes a step back. Short on the shot. Nash on the rebound. Nico ahead.
Nico outran everybody, and Nash just dribbled slowly and waited for Nico to pass him up. Threw a little bounce pass. 2 points, Nico. 53-13. Cotter's guarded by Nash in the backcourt. Nico tried to sneak in from behind and steal it. He deflected the ball twice. Weiss picked it up. There you go. Nico gets credit for a deflection, but no steal. He did go down with a sprained ankle. He's limping. Referees wisely, once traffic was cleared, they blew the whistle, took the injured player out, and Ryan Kelly comes in, number three. Campbell's not even breathing hard. I don't know that he's even sat out yet, but he's not a football player, so he's in basketball shape. Give and go to from Kelly to Schwartz, and the ball gets blocked. It was either Herman or Freeland. I didn't see which one, but one of them blocked it down there.
I think Freeland was over in the area. Cotter was also down there, so he may have deflected the dribble.
Yeah. Nash to inbound it. Got it into Jack Campbell. Up high, he just dribbles it out. Dribbles it on around, waves Nash away from him. Back up high to Schwartz. Now to Kelly on the give and go, but doesn't give it this time. Gives it to Hostetter coming around. Shot from the left elbow. Banked it in and out. Herman on the rebound. I don't think he'll admit it, but I think that was an accidental bank. Odd angle to try and bank. Timeout, Rive. Ball up high. Going to be inbounded from almost the 10-second line. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. 53-13, 106.7 FM, WMVI.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon basketball. 6 minutes left in the fourth. We just inbounded the ball, Rive did, and we're up 53-13. Ball's into Herman at the high right elbow. He spins, takes a shot over Weiss. That made him miss it. And Nash down for the rebound, quickly up ahead to Schwartz, high on the left. Nash now has the ball up near midcourt, dribbles to the right, back up to Schwartz, high in the middle of the court. Now to Jack Campbell. Looked like he was going to turn the corner, but he didn't. Two threes. Well, no, it's a man-to-man. Excuse me. Man-to-man by Rive. Ball in the middle underneath the free throw line to Weiss. Nice bounce pass in there. Herman went over his back, drew the foul. That was kind of a stand and reach. It's only his second foul, though. But it looked like he had a little bit of fatigue. Or it was a good position by Weiss, too. Nash to inbound the ball. Gets to Schwartz. Out high to Campbell. To Kelly. Now Nash up high, dribbling it to Campbell. Down to Nash in the right corner. Oh, give and go to Kelly. He gets trapped underneath, so he throws it out to Kelly on the left. And Kelly just swished a little 15-footer. Beautiful job of recognition by Campbell. He was in the tall timbers, so rather than even take it up, he just threw a nice little bounce pass to the wide-open Kelly. Oh, a little give and go there. Oh, nice job. Weiss came over and stopped the ball, and it got kicked back out to Letts, who shot an air ball from three. We have got two new players. Number zero, Brandon Givens, 6 foot junior, coming in, and number 12, Nate Howard. He's a 6 foot 3 inch sophomore. That's not, I'm sorry. I'm not sure who that is. That number 12 is not 6 foot three. Now the players might be reversed. I don't know. But first game of the season, and we got zero. And I'm
I called him Brandon Givens. That kid's bigger than 6 feet. That's not Brandon Givens. But number zero just hit a 15-footer. Herman just took a three-pointer. And nice block out by Weiss, 25 feet from the basket. Letts got the rebound and winds up putting it in. 57-15, Mount Vernon. Campbell's just walking it up, crossing the timeline. Throws it over to zero. I'm going to say that's probably Nate Howard. They probably just got those numbers reversed. Anyways, down to Weiss now. And Weiss kind of got undercut by Cotter, caused him to miss the shot. That's going to be Cotter's fourth. 3:15 remaining. That foul's inconsequential. It did stop Weiss from hitting a little chippy. But now we'll see what kind of free throw shot he's got. Oh, nice touch. A little bit long, back ironed it. He's got real good rotation. Cotter's going to go sit down again as number 34, Harshner Mutani, comes in. Weiss shortened that one up. Front rim, backboard, and in. That's a nice. Letts brings it up, gets to Mutani. Mutani puts it in and out. And number 51, Shake, gets the rebound and puts it in. And I think he's fouled by Campbell. And the one thing you notice there, Jarrett, no Mount Vernon players have rebound position down there.
No, the tempo has slowed down dramatically over the last about 5 minutes or so of game time.
And Shake missed that one. Herman went up over the top to get the rebound. And that was a good, clean rebound. He went up over the back of and I'm going to say that's Nate Howard. He looks to me to be about 6'3". The other kid that is wearing the jersey of the you know, where they're listening, 6'3", is that I'm saying that guy's zero. That way, or that guy's is Brandon Givens, a little shorter. But what Herman did, he went up over the top and Howard didn't block him out. He was in front of him, but he didn't block him out. And so Herman was able to get the rebound. He did miss his first free throw, and he put in his second one. And Herman's going to go take a seat as he's replaced by William Freeland, number 44. Freeland's a freshman, and he's a good-sized boy. He's pushing 6'7 as well. Campbell's dribbling the ball up, not in any big hurry, under 3 minutes now. To Kelly. Kelly over to 15. Back to Kelly. Kelly takes a three-pointer and swished it. And we don't need three-pointers, but Kelly doesn't shoot a lot. So he had the opportunity, let it fly, and he got it. Ball almost stolen there by Campbell. Little give and go, and it ends up getting stolen by zero. And again, I'm still going to call him Nate Howard, even though they show Nate Howard wearing number 12, but that kid's, he's a good 6'3". Over to Givens. Givens back to Howard. Howard to Kelly. Kelly again from the right side this time. No good. Rebound to Rivet. Gabe Dodd brings it up across the timeline. Looking to the right. Gives it to Multani. Multani mishandles. Back to Dodd. Dodd over to Letts. Dodd screens, nope. Letts waves him off. Down to Dodd in the corner, guarded by Kelly. Dodd drives. Kelly's right all over him. Nice block out. Weiss gets the rebound, hands it to Campbell, who walks it up. Minute 45, 44, 43 as he crosses the timeline. 61-18, Mount Vernon. Nice screen by Weiss. Campbell stops, brings it back out. Nate Howard on a three-pointer from the top of the key. 64-18. Rivet crosses the timeline. Dodd's got the ball, dribbles up, gets to Mutani. Mutani to the right to Letts. Letts, Shake just tried to push Weiss off of him. Weiss is just guarding him too close. I mean, it's good defense. It's not fouling him. He's just all over him. Shake tries to shoot over. He gets it over Weiss, but rims it off to the other side, and Campbell gets the rebound. What do you think? Is Campbell breathing hard now, finally? 56 seconds left. He just finally worked up a sweat, though. He's been working his tail off, but he looks obviously he's in good condition. Kelly's got it up high, holding it on his hip. Not in any big hurry to go anywhere. To Campbell. 42 seconds left. We're just working a little bit of a soft weave, nothing aggressive. Although Letts is still trying to steal the ball. He just knocked it into backcourt. Campbell just went and got it, brings it forward to Kelly. Back to Givens, over to Howard, now back out to Campbell. Campbell's the steadying factor out there now. With Nash out there, Campbell's just kind of, when he gets the ball, he takes a breath and calms everybody down. Latani knocks it away from Givens. Back in the front court to Kelly. Campbell. Campbell's just kind of holding it. Campbell backs around, takes a couple dribbles to clear it. 3 seconds left. Campbell's just hanging on to it. Buzzer goes off. 64-18, Mount Vernon. And that is your final here at Vincennes Reveille. 64-18, Mount Vernon starts 1-0. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
Many people tend to equate tobacco with cigarettes, overlooking the other products that are promoted heavily to marginalized social groups in order to renormalize commercial tobacco use. There are free resources available to those who want to overcome their nicotine addiction. If you or someone you know is interested in quitting, simply text READY to 200-400 to register for free services. That's READY to 200-400 or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. This information is brought to you by Tobacco-Free Posey County.
The high school basketball season is here, and 106.7 WMVI is your home for Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball. Join us all season long for all the action on 106.7 WMVI and live online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have a business that wants to sponsor the Wildcats, give us a call today, 812-673-9684, or email us, station@PoseyCountyRadio.com. For $30 per game, you get 3 commercials per game minimum, commercials in each coach's show, promotional mentions and daily promos, and 1 commercial per day. Give us a call today, 812-673-9684, to join the Wildcats team on 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball. This is the wrap-up. We're at 106.7 FM WMVI or PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon just polished off the Vincennes Reveille Patriots 64-18. After the third quarter was a tie at 5-5, the fourth quarter we went back up 15-5. And so, Jarrett, you got some individual scoring there. What do you show for us?
Well, Jackson Clowers led the way. He had 24 points at the half. He ended up with 26. He didn't play nearly as much in the second half as we were kind of pulling off a little bit, getting a few more guys in there, getting reps.
We weren't running the press in the second half either, so that cut down on the steals.
Yeah, in the first half we had 10 steals. In the second half we had 5. Jackson Clowers had 5 of those 15. I had Brady Schickel for 4 steals. I may have had my count off as this is first game for everybody this year.
Yeah.
I had 14 rebounds and 15 steals for Mount Vernon. So kind of an odd number there. But I was looking at the shots. We only missed 17 field goals by my count out of 45. So 28 for 45 shooting from the field.
And a lot of that was due to the fact that in the first half we were getting steals on the press, and those translated into layups from at the other end. And that was whether it was Jackson or somebody else, we did shoot an awful lot of layups.
Yes, they were obviously high percentage shots down there. And then, like you said, on defense, we were intercepting passes, so they weren't really going up for shots, so there weren't a lot of rebounds to be had on their end either.
Yep. Yeah. What else? Let's see. Who else is in the scoring?
Nico ended up most of his points, I think, were in the second half. He ended up with, looks like, 7. Jackson Campbell had 10. Ryan Kelly, 5. Nash Hostetter, 8. Aaron Weiss hit a free throw. Jacob Schwartz, 2. And number 0, I don't know who that is. He had 5 points. He had a 3 and a 2-point field goal there in the second half.
I'm thinking that that's Nate Howard at 6'3", and number 12 was Brandon Givens at 6', because the players, they're listed opposite here in on the JV roster, but when you're looking at them, you could tell which one was 6'3" and which one was 6'. So I'm just hoping that it's just a simple trade of the two jersey numbers. If not, folks, we apologize for giving the wrong name out there, but that's what we got. But anyway, it was a great effort. Jarrett pointed out something really, really good early. The football players, the fatigue factor kind of hit. We were playing a pretty brisk first half attacking defense, and that sapped our own legs. But it didn't matter. We had so many steals and so many layups that it made an insurmountable lead. So,
And they really pushed through it hard. They still played aggressive in the second half. Didn't see a lot of fatigue issues. You could notice a little bit on some front iron misses and things like that, but still, we're all a very, very well-conditioned team, especially for the first game of the season.
Yeah, and Brady Schickel steals most of his game in the second half, and that's when a football player might get a little tired. But especially he's had the flu, from what I understand.
Yeah, and his position on defense wasn't quite as good in the second half, which is how he ended up with 4 fouls. Started leaning a little bit underneath, but at the same time, they actually did go under the paint, down into the paint, and started pushing a lot more under there.
They did.
And leaning on us, which drew several fouls.
Yeah, plus that ball, 4 fouls, that's kind of in his blood. That's hereditary. Ralph would have had 4 easily.
There's nothing wrong with that. I know of someone that fouled out in the first half.
Do they do any good taking him to the locker room? I don't think so. No, but we played aggressive, and when you do play aggressive, you're going to get some fouls. And this is going to be a fun basketball season. We got a lot of interchangeable parts, and we will see how it all shakes out. But for now, we're going to sign off from here. Thanks to Jarrett Buck for sitting in for me. Chris Cook was unable to be here tonight. Thanks to Dave Hurdle back at the station. Took care of business as usual. Good job, Dave. And we'll sign off here from PoseyCountyRadio.com, 106.7 FM WMVI.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. Mount Vernon Basketball has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Bud's Hardware, the Posey County Co-op, Shepherd Services, the Mount Vernon M Club, and tobacco-free Posey County. Tune in next time for more Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball right here on your home for the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.